Yes.
Michael.
Yes, ma'am.
We got disconnected. It's Jasmine with the
healthcare
agency.
I tried calling right back, but nobody answered.
Listen, I got great news for you. You have Missouri Medicaid.
Oh, okay. Good. Good.
Because it's inactive. Listen, it's inactive, but that means that at some point you were approved for it. So they either missing paperwork or something.
No, it's going to be active as of the 1st of August.
Okay, good. So we,
that's what I would
that's
call.
One
that's
thing
what
out
I would
the
call.
Way. So we got one thing out the way. Okay, great. So I'm just going to give you some information for you to write down so that you can schedule that in-home assessment then, because we're closer than we thought.
Okay.
Yep, just let me know when you're ready. Yep.
Okay.
And I'm just going to confirm your address. It's 6242, correct? North 10th
Street. 5242.
Okay. 5242.
Okay, I'm ready.
Yep. So you're going to write down Medicaid broker number.
Medicaid.
Broker number.
Okay, broker number. Okay, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. The number's 877.
Okay.
877-550.
Right.
550-4227.
Okay.
That's 877-550-4227. You're going to call them and let them know that you are in need of home care services and you're calling to schedule an assessment. Now, before they tell you yes or no, they're going to let you know that your Medicaid is either inactive or that it's going to be activated August 1st. So once it becomes activated, they can schedule your assessment after the activation date, okay? Now I'm going to give you your Medicaid ID number. I want you to write Medicaid ID number next to that.
Okay.
Your daughter's name is Montgomery as well, Michelle Montgomery.
With an N.
With an N?
Yeah, Michelle, not Michelle with an N. It's Michelle with an N.
Got it, Michelle. So your Medicaid ID number is 270-115.
Right.
5208.
270-115-5208.
You got it. Okay. Now, underneath that, you're going to write the agency's information that you're going to need. My name is Jasmine. I'm with Family First Care. We're going to be the home care agency that's going to hire Nichelle on your behalf and assist you onto services, okay? So it's Family First Care. My name is Jasmine, and my phone number is 267.
Right.
551.
Right.
7410 is my direct number. You're going to call me after you get a hold of the Medicaid broker and let me know what they tell you so that I can add it to the notes so that the next specialist that calls you from the agency knows exactly where we left off with the broker, okay?
Yep.
Now, underneath that, I'm going to give you the agency's main number, which is the same number as mine, but it ends in 00. So it's 267-551-7400.
And who is that?
267-551-7400.
And whose phone number is that?
The main office number. That's the main office number.
Where you're at.
Yeah, for Family First Care. Okay. That's where your daughter will call if she needed, you know, her talk to her coordinator. If you needed any medical supplies, if you needed to speak to anyone in the main office, right. That's your number to call for customer service, okay?
Okay, yeah.
Now, I need Miss Nichelle's phone number so that we can send her her hiring application.
Okay.
And is there any children in your home?
She's got a son.
But does he reside in your home?
Part-time. He stays with his grandmom. He's been with his grandmom most of the summer. I don't know whether he's coming back or not. I don't know for sure. I don't think he is, but he may. So that's up in the air. So, but he's living it up over grand. Kids want to be wherever they can get away with the most.
Where there's no rules.
Right. Right. Wherever they can get away with.
Their parents don't care about nothing. Yeah.
Right. All right. Her phone number is 215-475-0576.
That's 0576.
Correct.
So 215-475-0576. Correct?
Right. Yep.
I have all the information that I need to submit a referral on my end so that our coordinators can reach you and get you moving the process along, okay? Your only job is going to be now to call that Medicaid broker and find out why it isn't inactive. You probably already know it's because it doesn't become effective until the 1st, but go ahead and schedule your in-home assessment anyway after the 1st, so like that we get the ball rolling on your behalf and we could get everything started, okay?
Yep. I will call them
sometime
this afternoon. I will call them.
Yep. Is there anything else that you need that I can be of service, sir?
No. I have an appointment. I don't know if this has anything to do with anything, but I have an appointment with, it's called Oak Something Healthcare. Have you ever heard of that?
No. What is that?
Okay. Oak. It's on TV all the time. I can't read it again. Well, that has
is that
to do
a
with. No, it has to do with a supplement to the Medicare thing. People keep calling me and offering me all these different insurances because.
No. Don't touch that because right now Medicaid is the state program, and that's the program that you need right now because Medicaid pays for everything and it's for free.
Right, okay.
So if you've finally been approved for Medicaid, don't touch your Medicaid because you're going to need it, okay?
Okay,
Pays for home care. Medicaid is what pays for all long-term care needs like hospital beds, dentures, hearing aids, home care services, nursing homes. Yeah, don't touch it. Leave it alone.
Okay, because that's what they said was going to be effective on the 1st, the thing that has to do with this Oak Hill daycare. Healthcare or something. That's what they said is going to be the 1st. So I don't think it has anything to do with Medicaid. So I should just leave that alone.
Yeah, don't reply to the Oak place. Just keep going with your Medicaid. Everything to make sure that you are guaranteed your Medicaid. Because Medicaid is what you're going to need long-term care.
Right. So I don't want the Medicaid to be canceled for any reason.
Because if you choose any other insurance, you're gonna have to pay out of pocket. Meanwhile, Medicaid is offering you free services.
So I'm just gonna I'll tell them that I'm gonna cancel that whole ordeal.
That you're no longer interested. That you're gonna move forward with your Medicaid. You need Medicaid.
Okay. Will do. Yep.
All right. Michael, and if you call me, if you get lost along the way, and also Family First will be reaching out to you. Our specialists will be helping you along the way as well. If you have any questions, they will answer them for you as well.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
All right, sir. You call me if you need me. Have a great rest of your day. Thank you.
You got it. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.